Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, why was the offense so aggressive against Tyron Walker?
As a whole, as a team, we are going to be aggressive. And there's going to be days where, you know, it's a different plan of attack. But today, we just needed to get him in the zone and be aggressive on pitches that we needed to do damage with. And it shows, you know, first inning, two homers, and then we just continue to have really good at-bats and just continue to add on. Huge nine for a lot of the players, one through nine. You know, I thought there was really good at bats, but overall the approaches and just the game plan was really good today.
How was Severino?
He had a battle. You know, stuff wise, he was good, but they made him work. Some long at bats there. We didn't make a play on the foul ball that dropped, and I felt like he got tired, but he found a way to give us six innings. You know, the sweeper was really good. And he had 98, like the life on the fastball was good. He just, I think he had to grind today. And he gave us a solid six innings and gave us a chance to win a baseball game. So overall, he was good.
Manny?
What does it say about your team that without Lindor, they're able to put up this type of offense over the last 3 days in particular?
Yeah, we know we're good. And we said it. Guys are going to go down, and guys will continue to step up. And that's what we've seen the past few days. And it feels like he's a different guy every night. And today, a lot of guys. And when you got guys like Nemo going, Alonso going, Vientos, Alvi, that's a deep lineup. We saw it, I think it was in June. And then a few guys got called, and then other guys pick each other up. But we're capable of having games like that. So it's a good feeling. And we just need to continue to put together some good at-bats.
And with Alvarez in particular, he struggled a lot at the plate to start the year. I think he has four home runs in his last eight games or something like that. What's he doing differently at the plate?
I think he's got more of a rhythm, more of a gather on his load, which allows him to be on time for the fastball and make some good swing decisions. We know the power's there. And when he's on time and he's ready to hit the fastball and lay off some tough breaking ball, couple of walks, I think one walk today, but he's just aggressive with pitches in the zone and just basically getting that barrel through the zone with conviction. So yeah, and you got to give him credit because he continued to work. This is one of the hardest working kids you know, that we've seen, and when it was hard for him, he was the first guy out hitting early and in the cages and the field. So credit to him and to the coaches.
Andy, when you're seeing Alonso drive a couple balls the other way over the last couple of days, how key is that to you, to showing you that he's in a
yeah.
Big place?
When he's using the whole field, he's pretty dangerous. And not only with conviction, not only driving the ball out of the ballpark, but just using the whole field. I think it was yesterday, bases loaded, that block. He wasn't afraid to get jammed. But then when he can get the barrel to the ball and drive the ball to right field or right center, that's a good sign for a pretty dangerous hitter, so we need him.
And is Winker okay? That was kind of early in the game.
Yeah, once we got the lead there,
it was just defense.
I wanted, and I knew that there was going to be a lot of lefties out of their bullpen too. So I just wanted to get the defense out there.
Ron,
how much is the difference in the offense between now and early in the season mindset, and how much is mechanics?
A little bit of both, but they believe. Not only they know they are good players, but they believe. And there's a lot of different ways offensively that we could beat teams, whether it's by getting on base, by driving the ball out of the ballpark, putting the ball in play. We got guys that can do a lot of different things. So, yeah, it's just having the awareness of the situation, what the pitcher's trying to do to you, and I think that's been the biggest difference now.
What sparked the building of the belief?
I think it starts with good players, coaches supporting those guys, and staying, sticking to the process, and then just having results. But if your preparation, if your plan, if you're doing everything that you need to do before the game, there's a good feeling when you go out there and you're competing. And we're doing that. Not only we got good players, but they're doing a really good job of, you know, with their preparation and with game plan, with talking to each other, making adjustments. So there's a lot to like about those guys there.
Abby?
You guys got the big hits tonight, but there were also some pretty good hustle plays. Iglesias, you know, beating out that ball, and Tyrone Taylor running the bases, kind of forcing Stott to make an off-balance throw. How impactful are those in a game when you do get the big hits? How important are they to, like, step on the throat of your opponents?
Yeah, and that's, you know, talking about our offense, that's part of some of the things that we're doing. You know, you got guys that can, they got some speed, whether it's Taylor, Iglesias, Acuna, Bader, you know, guys that not only putting the ball in play, but they're forcing other teams to make plays defensively. Acuna beat out a ground ball, and, you know, they couldn't turn the double play. So inning stays alive. It keeps the line moving. And it's just fun to see guys playing hard in the right way.
Those plays are important every game, but how crucial are they at this point of the year?
Yeah, it's part of playing winning baseball, doing the little things, fundamentally sound and executing. And, you know, I think being a big leaguer, that's what it comes with. You know, you got to play the game hard, and those are the expectations, and then they're doing that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.